Speedy, it sounds like things were getting as bad as could be.
Well, it sure seemed like it, Ellie. Especially the next evening as we came near the shul for Myriv, Manny and I saw an unbelievable sight.
Hey, mister, who gave you permission to kneel that sign on the front door of our shul?
The city of New York, that's who. It says here that the residents of these here premises have less than 3 weeks to be out of here. Then these walls will be crushed to rubble.
But you can't do that. You just can't, Mr. Person of New York. My cousin Lamel's bar mitzvah is in 3 weeks. He'll be so disappointed if there's no entree kartoffel.
Yeah, and so will my Uncle Isidore. He's been practicing Yamo Yamo for about 5 years for Lamel's bar mitzvah. If there's no shul to have it in, he'll just keep on practicing forever.
You just can't let them tear down our kartoffel.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't blame me. What can I do? I'm just a workman hanging up signs. If you got any complaints, to speak to the mayor.
To the mayor?
Yeah, you know, Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia. He's in charge of the city, not me. Go complain to him in City Hall.
Mayor Figalelli La Garden Hose? Hey, that's a great idea.
It is?
Sure, he's my friend.
He is?
He paid a nickel for me on the trolley so I could get to Yeshiva on time. I know he'll want to help me.
He did?
Heshi, why don't you invite the mayor to Cousin Lemuel's bar mitzvah? I'm sure he'll want to come.
He will?
Right, Manny. And as soon as I tell him what they're doing to Andre Kartoffel, boy, will he stop them.
He will?
Come on, Manny. Let's go do it now.
Okay. Thanks a lot for your advice, Mr. New York City Prison. It was a real winner. I'll tell the mayor you thought of it.
You will?
You bet!
Thanks a lot, kid. Today's kids. I just don't understand them.